And how about the blue laws then? I mean, I read somewhere that people either had to bring their own alcohol or they'd have to, you know, send, you have the taxi go to Waterbury and pick.
Oh, yeah, we did that. Even at the lodge, you know, people theoretically had their own bottle, brown bag group. And we had the Wunder Bar. We had a shelf where everybody labeled their bottles. And, of course, if you ran out, you could consult with somebody. But I think at the lodge, the bottle sort of got lost a little bit.
I saw a picture of the Wunder Bar. Is that where after dinner then the guest would congregate around that in that area?
Well, the Wunder Bar was just a shelf over the dining room table.
Oh, it actually looks like in the picture I saw, it actually looks like a mini bar.
No, it was just a shelf over the dining room, the kitchen table.
Okay.
And the kitchen table was the gathering spot. We never drank cocktails in the living room. We were always grouped in the kitchen around the table. And then dinner came on pretty quick. I think we usually ate around 6 or 6:30 to give the cooks a chance to get a little night's sleep, because they'd have to get up early to cook bacon in the morning, you know, get ready for pancakes, bacon, maple syrup, whatever, eggs of all kinds. I've forgotten where she ordered her eggs from. I don't know, but they used to come in a crate. And Miney was our food orderer, yeah. So